Welcome to Board Game Top Tens, episode 931, for Saturday, April 13th, 2024. This is the BGG Page Views Edition. Re-entering at number 20, A Feast for Odin, by Uwe Rosenberg, published by Z-Man Games, with 17,010 views. That is a gain of 7,720, or 83% from last week, though it is about 2,000 fewer than last week's number 20. However, this is the first time in the top 20 for A Feast for Odin since December of 2016, when it was number 12. So we're going back more than 7 years, and I have no idea why. This is one of three games in this week's top 20 that has a big gain in page views, but I really don't know why. So I feel like it's kind of related to the issue I was talking about last week, where it was sort of site-wide rise in page views, and I didn't know why that was either, except that these may be lagged by a week. If you've got some better explanation, I'd be interested in hearing it. But, as we'll see, these are... The forums usually have some reason behind it, even if it's just extra activity, or there's some kind of thread, or there's somebody saying, why is this on the hotness all of a sudden? Anyway, let us move on. Dropping six spots to number 19, Brass, Birmingham, by Matt Tolman, Martin Wallace, and Gavin Brown, published by Roxley Games with 17,894. 884, more than A Feast for Odin, a decline of 20%, or basically resetting close to where it was 2 weeks ago, which is pretty common up and down the list for the consistent performers. Re-entering at number 18, Final Girl, by A.J. Porfirio and Evan Derrick, published by Van Ryder Games, with 18,735, more than 800, better than Brass, 2.5 times what it had last week, as it notches its highest position since February of 2022, more than 2 years ago. It was number 3, that's 1 week in the top 10. This is the second of the three games that has had a big jump in page views, and there's really no discernible reason for it. After debuting last week at number 3, down to 17, SETI, by Tomasz Holek, published by Czech Games Edition, with 19,540, about 800, more than Final Girl, a decline of 45%. Entering at number 16, Burning Banners, by Christopher Moeller, published by Compass Games, with 20,119, about 600 more than SETI. I'm not sure if that's pronounced Moeller. I mean, M-O-E-L-L-E-R. There's like, I don't know, six different ways you could pronounce that. Moeller, Mailer, Miller. Down 4 to 15, Dune Imperium Uprising, by Paul Denon, published by Direwolf, with 20,349, 230 more than Burning Banners, a decline of 15%, a recurring theme here, these double-digit declines. After re-entering the top 10 at number 8 last week, down to 14 is Mythwind, by Brendan McCaskill and Nathan Lige, published by Open Owl Games, with 20,505, 156, more than Uprising, a decline of 20%. Moving back up 1 to 13, Heat, by Asger Harding Granerud and Daniel Skjold Pettersson, published by Days of Wonder, with 20,751, about 250 more than Mythwind, a decline of just 7%. So, in a week where Brass loses 20, Uprising 15, Mythwind was down 20. We'll see a little later on, Dune Imperium is down 13. Heat only losing 7 is actually a pretty good performance. Repeating at number 12, Ark Nova, by Matthias Vigge, published by Capstone Games, with 21,120, about 370 more than Heat, a decline of 8%. And after spending the last 2 weeks at number 1, down to number 11, Gloomhaven, Buttons and Bugs, by Joe Klipfel and Nikki Valens, published by Cephalofair Games with 21,852. About 700 more than Ark Nova, a loss of 52%, a decline rather, week over week, 52% fewer views than it had last week. This marks the 81st time a number one has missed the top 10 the following week, the last time being just a couple of weeks ago with Roth, or is it Roth? And the third time in the last 4 weeks. However, by missing the top 10 altogether, although it doesn't miss by a lot, less than 500 views, it does mean that Buttons and Bugs retains its distinction as only ever charting at number one when in the top 10. We have four new entries. We've heard from three of the entries falling out of the top 10 from last week, from 1 to 11, Gloomhaven, Buttons and Bugs, from 8 to 14, Mythwind, from 3 to 17, SETI, also from 10 to 23, Salt and Sea. Number 10, Dune, Imperium, by Paul Denon, published by Direwolf, with 22,327. A little less than 500 more than Buttons and Bugs, as I said, a decline of 13%, as I said. It loses one position for the second consecutive week, from 8 to 9 to 10. It's also about 2,700 fewer than last week's number 10. Now, the gap here from Dune Imperium down to, let's say, SETI. Yeah, okay. It's about a little less than 3,000. Anyway, it's pretty tight. We had a pretty tight bunching there, actually, really between Ark Nova and Burning Banners. Between those five games from 12 to 16, the gap was 1,001. Number 9, Obsession, by Dan Halligan, published by Kayenta Games, with 23,055. About 700 more than Dune Imperium, and more than 2.5 times what it had last week. This would be the third game that has had an unexplainable surge in views. This is, though, its second appearance in the top 10, returning after 5.5 months away. The setting for Obsession is an estate in Victorian England. You manipulate cards, tiles, and your servants, those are your meeples, to generate money and prestige, and is really one of the best examples of a grassroots surge, where a game that just kind of builds small and just keeps building and gaining a wider and wider audience. Number 8, Agemonia, by Max Wickstrom, published by Lottapellet, with 23,975. About 900 more than Obsession, a decline of 24%, as it loses four positions from last week. Number 7, Spirit Island, R. Eric Royce, published by Greater Than Games, with 25,187. 1,200 more than Agemonia, a gain of 25%. So arguably, this one also seeing an unexpected gain. I didn't dig deep enough into the forums to really see whether there might be an explanation for this. It does return to the top 10 after 6 weeks away. Over the last 6 weeks, it has charted like this: 17, 17, 16, 18, 13, 18, and now up 11 to number 7. Number 6, ISS Vanguard, by Marcin Swierkot, Krzysztof Piskorski, Pavel Samborski, and Andrei Bedkovich, published by Awaken Realms, with 25,633. About 450 more than Spirit Island, a gain of 33%. So maybe you could include this one too, although both of these last two are having larger gains in a week where most games are losing. Still not 25 and 33%, still not the 83% gain Feast for Odin saw, or the 151 for Final Girl, 178 for Obsession. This returns ISS Vanguard after 5 weeks away, during which it is charted like this: 12, 14, 13, 11, 19, and now jumping 13 spots up to number 6. Number 5, Wormspan by Connie Vogelman, published by Stonemaier Games with 29,269, 3,600 more than ISS Vanguard, a decline of just under 3%. So that's a pretty strong performance in a week where lots of games are giving away double-digit declines. It repeats at number 5 for the second week in a row, and this is Wormspan's 10th week on the chart, making it the 96th game to spend that many weeks or more in the top 10. Number 4, Dune, War for Arrakis, by Marco Maggi and Francesco Nepitello, published by Come On, with 31,265. Almost exactly 2,000 more than Wormspan, a gain of 15%. After spending the last 2 weeks at number 6, moves up 2 spots to the highest position it has seen in 6 weeks, going back to the first week of March. Number 3, The Quest for El Dorado, by Rainer Knizia, published by Ravensburger, with 32,694. 1,400 more than Dune, a gain of 23% and 4 positions from last week as the shut-up-and-sit-down effect continues, pushing it up into the top 3. Number 2, Rebirth, by Rainer Knizia, published by Mighty Boards, with 37,127, 4,400 more than El Dorado, a decline of 18%, though in the reduced environment right now, not a lot of other competition. It repeats at number 2 for the second week. And Rainer Knizia landing back-to-back games at number 2 and number 3. What is this, 1997? Number 1, Horror on the Orient Express, by Adam Kwapinski and Mikhail Golubevsky, published by Chaosium, with 51,615, more than 14,000 clear of Rebirth. The super title, surtitle, is Call of Cthulhu. The subtitle is The Board Game. So the full title of this is Call of Cthulhu, Horror on the Orient Express, The Board Game. It is a cooperative game based on the role-playing game of the same name, now on Kickstarter, where it has had over $1 million pledged so far. This is, though, its second appearance on the list. This is our highest new entry, returning after more than 8 months away. And the last time it was on, it was also number 1. So the second week at number 1 for Horror on the Orient Express. For Saturday, April 13th, 2024.